couple weeks ago, this was not here.
I'm with Mashpee Town Manager Rodney Collins. We're stopped in his car looking out the window at a sectional couch.
People come down to this parking lot, Sage Lop Pond parking lot, and they're supposed to be able to enjoy recreation, enjoy the trail. They're supposed to be able to walk over to South Cape Beach.
This is the overflow parking lot at South Cape Beach. The beige-colored sofa here is gross, and it's just tossed to one side of the lot. There's plenty of trash strewn around, too.
There's cans, there's bottles, there's debris all over the place. And now, on top of all that, we have the remnants of a two-piece couch.
Collins is just about a year into his job as town manager, though he was police chief for a decade before that. As we drive around town, he tells me about the time conservation agent Drew McManus took him out to the woods to show him what people leave there. Collins says he's been focused on the issue ever since.
You see the litter along the side of the road, and you see it in the parking lot. Unfortunately, we've even seen it at the beach. And ironically, at the beach, we have trash containers. And there are still people throwing things out of their cars into the parking lot, onto the beach, or wherever. It never ceases to amaze me.
Town leaders like Collins say they're obligated to keep their communities clean and safe. This is a tourist area, after all. So towns are installing gates, they're hiding video cameras, and they're dispatching cleanup crews to police roadsides. But the pollution problem is becoming tougher to manage.
Every town is seeing the same thing, and none of us really have an answer.
Inside Town Hall, I meet DPW Director Catherine Laurent. She tells me they've had some success stopping illegal dumping and conservation in open space areas by installing gates to block access.
We have seen an improvement, but I guess what we're finding now instead is people are more blatant. They'll just drop something at the end of a road. They're not even going into the woods anymore. You know, they're just putting it in front of someone's house or in a cul-de-sac.
In addition to the gates, conservation agents Drew McManus and Caitlin Catteray say they're increasingly using hidden cameras in areas they know people are doing things they shouldn't. A few days ago, a camera captured the license plate of a truck in an off-limit area. But today, Catteray shows me a small, box-sized camera that looks kind of broken, with a weird wire hanging out of it.
Today we came across a vandalized camera.
Vandalism is one of the reasons Catteray says she's reluctant to talk about the cameras.
We had had cameras in the past now, but part of my position was to be able to just expand on our surveillance.
Some of the stuff people dump would cost money to dispose of at a transfer station. There's usually fees for things like mattresses and old appliances. But if cost is the rationale people use for dumping, Laurent rejects it. She says communities work to keep fees low, and in Mashpee, there are discounts in place.
Residents and property owners can bring mattresses at no cost to the transfer station. We're still finding them in the woods. You know, scrap metal, no charge to dispose of scrap metal. We find that in the woods.
Picking up trash from roadsides and hauling it out of the woods is hard, seemingly endless work, and it's also become more dangerous. More than ever, people are tossing hypodermic needles out of their cars and leaving them in conservation areas. Mashpee Health Agent Glenn Harrington says he's even been retrieving needles from out back, behind Town Hall.
People seem to be sitting in the parking lot and shooting up and then dumping the needles and moving on. And so we're finding them come Monday morning.
Just like illegal dumping, needles aren't a Mashpee problem alone. Every community in the region is dealing with them. In a corner of the cramped Sandwich Fire Station is what looks like an oversized washing machine. The things you put into it do get clean. They also get torn, crushed, munched, and a bunch of other cool verbs that mean breaking stuff down into tiny pieces.
Grinds it to a fine confetti.
Deputy Sandwich Fire Chief John Burke brought this machine here. He first saw one up at BU where he teaches part-time.
What the machine does is it disposes and sterilizes either medical waste or sharps, needle sharps.
The station is beta testing this $30,000 innovation, which has been shredding bloody fabrics and grinding up hypodermic needles since September, at no charge to the department.
All you need is a plug and some water, and what you hear occasionally is the steam, the water being heated up, and it steams the medical waste, temperature of 132 degrees, and that is a requirement to sterilize.
After 30 minutes of steaming and grinding, what comes out is a confetti-like mix of cloth, plastic, and tiny pieces of metal. Burke says it's so safe you can literally run your hands through it. I'm not running my hands through the stuff, but I take some in my palm and I sift through it, amazed. Burke says he reacted the same way.
For me, it was like, I'm looking at it going, is this... this can't be right, you know, because you have needles like this we use in the ambulance.
There is no shortage of hypodermic needles to dispose of. Firefighters bring them back from overdose calls. Burke says sometimes residents bring them in coffee containers. Police officers from the station next door bring in needles, too. Many times they take them from suspects. Sometimes they're reported by citizens.
2012, we responded to 19 calls for hypodermic needles, either on the roadside, in the neighborhood, in the parking lot. 2015, we had 36 calls.
Sandwich Police Lieutenant Joshua Bound says needles have been found all over, conservation areas, beaches, and...
your neighborhood street is not immune to this. I mean, we will get calls from neighbors. I was walking down the street, and we suspect a passerby just flicked a needle out of a window.
So, like Mashpee with illegal dumping, Sandwich is turning to enforcement and cameras. They're also asking for people's help, imploring residents, if you see a needle on the ground or spy a pickup truck loaded down with furniture as it turns into the woods, call them, officials say. They want to hear about it. For WCAI, I'm Sean Corcoran.